Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has low prices on select school supplies, like 25-cent crayons and 50-cent markers. Even a cute hard backpack for only $5.
Awesome. Thanks, Mom.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
Back to school creeping up? Don't sweat it. Ollie Mood Supplements protect your inner chill. Bring home Hello Happy or Goodbye Stress today and do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a store near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, Evan, let's talk about it. Who's the presenting sponsor of the Dumb Dad Podcast?
Let me check my notes here. It's Bet Online.
Ah.
It's your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing.
That's punching.
That's with gloves and punching.
That is. You're good. You know the sports inside and out.
I've seen ESPN.
Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played.
When the games are over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games.
Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250.
Whoa. $250.
$250.
You know, that's not cheap.
Bet Online. The game starts here.
Heyo.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin is going to tell us the story of how he realized that communicating things that the family will do amongst the family, that's apparently an important thing to do.
It was a riddle. And on this
it'll
episode
be solved when we tell the story later.
And just like that summary, on this episode we learn Evan bites off more than he can chew.
Heyo,
guys, before we get started, we want to remind you again, August 5th we're going to be in Chicago. August 6th we're going to be in St. Louis, and August 7th we are going to be in Nashville. We are going on a city winery mini tour. We'd hope to see you guys there. Check out the show notes and you get your tickets. We're very excited to do the show.
Yeah, just to be clear, it's not, I know you're listening to this on the podcast. It's not a podcast. It's not a live podcast.
Right.
We're doing like sketch and stand up and storytelling and all kinds of fun stuff. It's a big variety show, like an hour long variety show. So get out of the house. Come hang out with us for a night. It's going to be great. Great fun. Cheers, dummy.
Cheers.
You know, I'll just get this off my chest really quick. Last podcast, and I think we've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, I feel like I was like, man, summer just punched me in the face. It's like all of a sudden we're right into mismanaging screen time, and it felt overwhelming immediately, and I was super excited for them to just get to camp so someone else has them for a while.
Yeah.
But this week has been much better. And I think talking through that last week, I was like, calm down. They're kids. They're excited about summer.
Sure.
We were back at home this week. We didn't, no trips or anything, but had a better, more feeling like emotionally better about just when it's in the morning, they get up, they do a little bit of their school workbook stuff. They just know, like, we're just not doing screens in the morning.
Yeah.
So they do a little bit of their workbook stuff or a little craft if they want to or whatever. And then they'll do breakfast and stuff and usually finish the breakfast or start the breakfast with me outside. Just chill out in the morning, chase bugs, practice hitting off the tee into the net or whatever until like 9-ish, 10. Then it's like, okay, we can go inside and then maybe play a game or something inside before it's like, all right, it's 100 outside. You can have some screens, because what are we doing otherwise? We're just waiting out the heat.
Mm-hmm.
107 this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
107 both days is what
So to be clear, you're saying this week's been better.
It's been better. It's been, Tuesday. Like, yeah.
It's Tuesday. It's been better. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. Wow. So easy. Don't know what I was talking about last 3 weeks.
How did you do that? I felt so excited until you said one sentence. And it was like, oh. My intentions are good.
The details. Your intentions are good. Listen, I wanted to talk about that as well. Because summer break is fun and all. All right, my kids are in camp. They started camp this week.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had weeks of them not being in camp. And also, when they get out, we don't keep them in for the full day. We can keep them there up to 5, which is very funny. Because
yeah. Dropping them off when?
Drop them off at 8.
What's the window? Like 7 to 8 or 8 to 9 or what is
8
it?
To 8:30.
8 to 8:30 is your window. Okay.
So drop them off at 8.
Oh, 8:08.
No, but so we dropped them off, and it was funny because we picked them up around 3. We picked them up mm-hmm. around the same time we picked them up for school. It's at their school, which was really fun.
Yeah.
The school has like, it's not summer school. It is camp. It's just all fun.
Is it the staff or is it like a different?
No, it's a part of the LAUSD public school system.
Okay.
But it is not our school. It's like, it's their after school program.
Yeah.
For the kids that stay after
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
It's them running it. And it was really funny because I picked my daughter up and my son at 3 o'clock first day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey guys. And my daughter is like, looks like she's on the verge of tears. And she's just like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. And she's like, why are you pulling me out early? And I was like, oh, just because it's like, what?
You've been here for so long.
I was like, I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
It was going to be like, getting you out of here. I'm breaking you out early. You know, I'm breaking you out of here.
The funny thing is, like, if they had spent until, like, let's say if you got them at 6,
yeah,
they have never ever been in that on that facility for that long before.
No, so
but she was more than prepared to be.
She was more than prepared. She was like, I thought I was staying here until dinner.
Yeah,
like the opposite of everything I thought she would say.
Yeah,
and it was just like, well, no, we have stuff to do. I don't really have an answer.
Yeah,
I thought you'd be more excited.
I missed you. I don't know.
And then my son just showed up, hands on the hips, going, Dad, why am I leaving? And I was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. And then I did have to pull them early today for something. And then tomorrow, day 3, I've told them, do you guys want to stay late? Ask them at dinner tonight. Do you guys want to stay late tomorrow? And they were like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Can they?
I can't wait to pick them up and go. They go, don't ever do that again.
I know. I was going to say, and then for some reason tomorrow, it's going to be like, you're going to get. Can they call you when they want to come? When they like at noon, you're going to get a call at noon. Come they, get us.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but they
find out pretty soon. I think
they do have our number. But what I wanted to talk about, and why I'm glad that they're at camp, and why I'm so glad that like there's someone else's responsibility for some of the day, because
you had a Bill Burr in your voice there.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. What are you got children's and it's all over?
It's brutal. They just walk all over you. No, thank yous. No, yeah, destroy that. You didn't pay anything for it. I'll buy another one. Yeah, money doesn't mean anything.
It's brutal.
It's just one of those observations. It doesn't totally frustrate me. It makes me laugh, but like the amount of times you plan to do something with them, set something up for them.
Yeah.
Like I posted it in our stories. I filled up a water balloon. I put a little dino toy in there.
Yeah.
We did like 6 of them, filled them up with water, tied them off, put them in the freezer. And my son was like, my son, he's 5.
Yeah.
I don't know how water freezes. So what's he going to do? What do you mean? Okay. Anyway, he was like an hour later, he's like, should we go again?
Why is it so? How does it get so cold in their water freezes when I'm sweating in my house?
No.
We have air conditioning.
Yeah.
I thought it was also a fridge. It's not. It's not working.
So he is like, should we go get it? And I was like, tomorrow, bud, tomorrow.
It's like when you make Jello. Same thing. Make Jello. Like, can we have some Jello now? You're like, I mean, it might be soup.
Yeah.
It's water still.
So next day came. Unfortunately, we had something on the docket. It was an impulsive parent move where I was like, let's do this. We'll play with it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and I was like, forgot we have a full docket. So we're not doing, and they were, of course, they remember. They remember when you have stuff to do.
The one fun thing that's been promised to them this summer. So you bailed on.
My son's at that age where he'll do that thing where he's just like, oh, you promised, and now we're not doing it. And I was like, okay. There's no soundtrack to this TV show, all right? So it's not twisting as hard. Seventh Heaven.
Thanks for the reminder. As if I haven't guilted myself into a bit of a situation realizing what I had said yesterday. But thank you for the sprinkles on top.
I was like, oh, look up from your iPad before you say these mean comments.
Actually, don't. It would cut so much deeper if you made eye contact.
Yeah, so then the next day we did it, and I was like, you guys want to break out some dinosaurs? And they were like, yeah, they got so excited. Because then, of course, they forgot when we had nothing to do.
Yeah.
The following day. And it was a 60-second event. Because we took them out. We cut them out of the balloons. Now you just have these ice eggs with dinos in them. And then they're like, how can we chisel them out? And I was like, you know, I'm like, what is the best course here? There is no great course if you want it to last a while. So they were using like screwdrivers. Didn't feel great about that, but they did it.
A little bit of danger, but
that's pretty good. A little ice pick action.
Yeah.
Let's go for that.
Phillips or flatheads?
You gotta go Phillips.
More of a pick.
Better of a chance of it sticking, you know? Flathead's going to slide off. Goes right in the thigh.
Good Lord.
But then they eventually got bored of that, and my daughter discovered you just chuck them in the air and then just shatter them on the ground. Mm. And I'm not going to say no to that because that is cool.
Well, head injuries, those kinds of things.
They were throwing them correctly. Even my son, both of them were just tossing them away from them. And I was like, yeah, do that. And then they did that and was like, we're done. And I was like, but 2 days. 2 days for this. This is it.
The cliche that like it's 9 a.m. I've done everything. Now what? It just rings so true because like I literally this morning when we were sitting out at breakfast in the backyard, I convinced my kids like, go get my son. Go get a learn how to draw a book. Like study one of them.
Did you say my son?
Uh-huh.
You said my son.
My son, boy. You. Youth of your. And my daughter, I was like, go get a coloring book. But in like 20 minutes, really. Realistically, they did it for like 20. Maybe 15. I might be stretching it.
I know.
15 minutes. And it was like, I didn't even finish my coffee. And they're like, what now? Getting up, you know, throwing stuff. And it's like, can we just?
That's my point. That's what my rant is. Is like that. I turned that into a potential dumb dad moment and didn't care.
Yeah.
What I did was, it genuinely didn't care. After they shattered it and they were kind of satisfied with the amount of small pieces they'd shattered on the ground, I said to my daughter, whatever, go grab your baseball bat. And then I just started pitching her ice cubes and she was just smashing them.
Really? You're the one in danger there. That's fine.
Yeah. I had to be on my game.
For sure.
Yeah. Make sure to soft knees, get ready to weave one way or the other.
Bobbing and weaving, baby.
And she was crushing them, which is great. Cause like you hit that one over the fence is no evidence.
Yeah.
Go through a window. It's the perfect murder.
Yeah. And let me just tell you the best part about this. This is like earlier in the week? Or I guess
this weekend. But it's just like one of those things of just like how many of us parents at the end of the day, our house looks like we are rock star parents. That we are those Instagram parents because it's like, whoa, I see over here you've got the watercolor paint set up here. You've got some coloring books over here. You've got some blocks over here.
There's chalk on the driveway.
Yeah. You're like that. That all equals under 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a 45-minute window.
Yeah, it's like.
And then you try to convince them to clean it up, and they're like, no, you're a monster. You're horrible, dad. Why do we live here?
Why would we clean that up? We barely used it. Okay. You're the one who spent all that time taking that stuff out.
That's a frequent one that comes out of my mouth. Well, if it didn't, I mean, it takes exactly the same amount of time to put it back as the time it took it out. You took all of it out, just put it back. Yeah. And it's like, that doesn't go over well, you know.
And it's not true.
It's not really true. But you
take out a Jenga set, it doesn't go back the same way. You got to stack.
There's a billion-dollar idea. Jenga sorter.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
They give you that piece of cardboard. You're supposed to fold it. No, come on. No, you got to orientate them and everything. If they could figure that out, probably sell double the sets.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. My five-year-old, I realized he's reaching an age. It's so funny how we will navigate, like how we judge our youngest, right?
Yeah.
Like with our oldest, we're so excited to try the new things with them that we're like, where are you at? Are you able to do this yet? Oh, no, not quite. Yeah. It's okay. That's okay. We'll get there. It's exciting. Yeah. Or, oh, you are there. That's. And with your youngest, I feel like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like we don't do that as much. It's not that we're not like pushing them or whatever. It's just kind of like, oh, I don't know. He or she's the younger one. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I had it with my son. I had it with my son this weekend where just looking for something to do, he walked up to me and he hands me a box of Lego. And it was like a tiger set. And he was like, let's make this. And I was like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's. Here's the first test. Open bag number one. I showed him. It's got like four bags. You got to do one bag at a time. And he's like, okay, let's do it. Find bag number one. He finds it. I go, dump it out. And he goes, dump it out. And I go, sort them. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay. And then him and I just spent a bunch of time sorting them and organizing them all by color and shape. And I was like, this might actually work. And we did. We put together bag one and then we had to leave. But to go do something else. But I was like, I didn't know you were at Lego age.
That's great.
Isn't that funny? Like it just happens. You go, I didn't That's know great. You were here. Okay.
I taught my son the same thing. We started building Legos. It was just knolling, like organizing out the pieces to like their same shape or color. You can kind of do however you want to do it. But, you know, you have eight of one, five of the other, whatever, that kind of
color thing. Is kind of the way to go.
And I didn't do that when I was a kid. But then I learned about it and then I tried it. And the build, it's almost like the time flips. It takes more time to null out the pieces. And then the build kind of goes page by page pretty quickly because like you know exactly where everything is.
As it's satisfying. To, like, because
it's very, very satisfying. That's why. And if you do it with your kids, and that's common practice when you build a Lego set, that's like you're like sneakily teaching them patience and organizational skills and all these things. My son won't do it by himself though. He just pours out the bag on his desk.
I'll be interested.
It's like I keep wanting to be like, come on, man. Like
I think of the two of my kids, I think my son is he's not more organized, but he enjoys that kind of stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, so for sure. I think he's tactile like that.
I'll be interested to see what he does because I remember going, all right, let's get started. He goes, Dad. And I looked over and he had like a tiny pile of unorganized things. I was like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
And he just kept organizing them out and I was like, oh, this is great.
That's the thing that his little brain falls in love with or whatever. Like, anyway, Lego sets are fun to build. Here's the funniest part about all this, Kevin. When I arrived this evening, came in, you were like finishing up stuff in the kitchen. And, you know, then your son came in. He had a little balloon filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
It was tied off.
Yep.
Remember the balloon's name?
Alex.
Alex, that's right. He said, this is my friend Alex. And I was like, nice to meet you, Alex. And he's like, I'm going to hide him so nobody takes him. And then we were obviously like, why would anyone take that? And he was like, I'm going to hide it behind this like powdered sugar thing and like put it on the counter. And I was like, got you, man. All right. I won't tell anybody about Alex.
Yeah.
And then I went outside and your daughter was just throwing chunks of ice in the air and they were smashing all the cement.
Yeah. Cause we made another one yesterday.
The best part is like, they're like, this is great. This is our summer. Filling up water balloons.
It's what it is.
Smashing
ice. We discovered this is the summer of balloons because I made those six balloons, very excited about it.
Yeah.
Got, you know, it was fun. Jokes aside, it was fun, but it was an incredibly short amount of time.
I know. It's but a little bit of venting, but you're not wrong. And it's you know.
But then they came up to me yesterday and they went, Dad, can you help us put this dinosaur in there? And it was like in the middle of something. I was like, yeah. Put it in. Went to the bathroom with them. Filled it up. Tied it off. Go put that in the freezer. Like, just like,
and you know
is
what?
Is this what we're doing all summer?
Weather, sure. Yeah, exactly. Might not have made it to the freezer. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
they'll get them out of there eventually.
It would fill me with joy if I was like, go put this in the freezer, and 30 seconds later they come back and their whole front is soaked.
Going, where do we put this? And it's like a shredded balloon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has low prices on select school supplies, like 25-cent crayons and 50-cent markers. Even a cute heart backpack for only $5.
Awesome. Thanks, Mom.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
Back to school means food changes. Early breakfast, school lunches, after-school snacks, and let's not even talk about dinner. Ollie's here to help you cover all the wellness bases, from making sure your kids get their daily vitamins with Kids Multis or balancing your gut health with Ollie Probiotics. We're here to help you do wellness on your terms. Find us at a Walmart or Target near you or at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Let's jump into the dumb dad moments.
Let's get to it.
My dumb dad moment this week. You're the first person I'm going to tell this.
Great. Do it on a microphone. Do it on a recording.
Yeah, I say you're the first person. You're the first people I'm telling this. But you're okay. Here. You're here live. Have you been watching? We've been watching a little bit of the U.S. Olympic trials leading up to the Olympics. Love the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the Olympics. Especially with my daughter now in gymnastics again. They both have been doing swimming for so long. It's like, I'm excited to be like, look how good they are, you know,
yeah,
and to kind of show them some of that stuff. Also been watching the Euros, which is like a international soccer tournament only like in Europe where all these countries face each other. So both of those have been on. I've been enjoying like kind of paying attention to both of the, you know, both of the tournaments and trials and everything going on. And the other night we were watching, I think I was watching like a Euros. I was catching up on it or something, or maybe middle of the day there was a match on. And I was sitting next to my son and we were sitting there, we were sitting on the couch and I had like, I don't know if you've ever had this, Good and Gather, the Target brand.
Yeah.
Like there's, anyway, Good and Gather is like all throughout Target or whatever. They make a, like a Tex-Mex snack bag.
No, I don't have that.
It's really good. It's an orange bag. Every time we get it, it's like, it's kind of like. Your favorite
what's
ice
in it? What's in it?
Your favorite. It's like Tex-Mex. It's like a flavor, kind of. It's like spicy.
Oh okay.
Like a little bit of sweet, but it's, I don't know. It's just a good mix of like.
So it's chips?
No. Like it's like a snack mix, kind of like almost like a trail mix, but there's no like sweet or anything.
Oh,
in it.
Okay.
Anyway, love that stuff. I was eating it the other day, and I bit down on this like really, really, really hard piece. Mm. It was almost like, you know, when you get something like that in a bag like that, or a nuts or sunflower seed or something like that, you're like, oh man, that one didn't do well in the process. And I like crunched down on this thing. And then I didn't think about that moment until today when I was like, my back molar feels like something missing.
Did you lose your molar?
No, just like a piece of the cap came off. Anyway, I swallowed that piece. And that was my dumb dad moment. I think. I don't know what happens to me now.
Oh, you got to put in stories when you pass it.
I think so. When I hear like a clink in the toilet or something. Yeah.
When the tooth fairy sends you a note that says, you're disgusting.
My tooth felt sharp with my tongue. And I was like, man, that feels weird.
That doesn't usually feel that way.
There's something in my mouth. And I like reached back and I was like, oh, part of my tooth is missing. It was like this thought process. Oh, man, where did my weird part of my tooth is missing? Oh, that's what I ate the other day. Uh-oh.
So is that thing you bit down hard on? Did it break off and then you crunched that? Or did you crunch something hard that crunched,
I crunched
your molar?
It and it broke. I could feel like I bit down and like, so it must have like, I don't know, man, chipped off.
Gross.
Without knowing it, right? And then crunched and was like, oh man, that piece was so hard. But I felt it crack. So I thought, oh, I got it, whatever it was. And then couldn't really break down the other pieces. And I thought, oh man, that's, I'll be aware of any of those I get.
Is this one of those things like at your age, you should be drinking more milk for the calcium? Like bones are falling apart?
No, this is like a repaired tooth.
Oh, okay.
So part of the repair came off.
Yeah, is it still in warranty?
No. I'll need the name to your dentist at the end of the podcast.
AppleCare.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was just like a dumb dad moment, which was like, I'll just assume that's what was already in my mouth.
Have you experienced hot and cold against it yet?
No.
That'll be fun.
I think it's fine. It's like, oh, it's honestly, it's not a, it's just a cap, and it's not like a huge, I don't, it's, it feels, you know, it's something like that happens in your mouth or what, it's like feels bigger with your tongue than it really is. I could hardly see it in the mirror when I was definitely using my phone flashlight into the mirror earlier.
Yeah, that's always embarrassing when you do that. Yeah, it, well, never, it never works the way you want it to.
It's kind of even embarrassing when you do it by yourself. You're like, this is what it's come to. This is what's happening right now. You know, I was just about to put the laundry away and I discovered this. Now this is the rest of my day.
Yeah, you're just, now you're just going to be playing with that tooth.
Exactly. My tongue's going to be raw tomorrow because I'll be messing with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's where we are.
Well, take care of yourself. Good Lord. You know, you got to talk on this podcast. You got to take care of all the bones in there.
Yeah. Make sure they stay where they're supposed to be.
They're not technically bones. Someone told me that.
I hope not. Oh, I don't know. What's better? We're about to find out how strong stomach acid is, I think. I think it's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong.
If you think about it, like the stuff you normally
eat. It's acid.
If you eat McDonald's and you don't die, you have like, it's got to be strong.
I can tell you, I have acid reflux. It's strong.
I've seen it firsthand.
It's like a geyser.
Acid reflux, I spit in the sink and part of my sink isn't shiny anymore.
You can use it to clean a cast iron.
It's all pitted now.
My dumb dad moment is brought to you by scheduling.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say what mine was sponsored
by. Okay.
I think we all know.
So in my home, I don't know if it's the same in your home or it's different in everybody's home. But
fair to say, without even knowing what you're talking about.
So my wife does most of the, she does most of the, like the planning for things.
Sure.
Like, especially when we're going on trips and stuff, she's picking the hotels and flights and all that stuff. And a lot of other stuff. She's like, should we sign our kids up for this and this? And then I have my strengths. And it's a lot of rollover from being a stay-at-home dad for so long, which... Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not anymore, I still have flexible hours, so I'm still kind of in charge of that stuff. I still handle all like the doctor's appointments, dentist appointments. I go to those appointments.
Mm-hmm. When your wife tells you to go because she scheduled it?
No, I scheduled those. Those are the things I schedule. So I handle those things. That's an important detail to the story. It's like one of the few things that's like, no, I got that one.
Yeah. Let me have this.
That's just good. It's like the kids are overdue for the dentist. And it's like, I know something.
You want to end up like your Uncle Evan?
Yeah.
With teeth falling out of his face?
So my wife, the way her job works, for the listeners who don't know, she works in production. And when production stops, you don't immediately start working on the next project. You have to find another project.
Right, right.
To work on. They don't like start the next season right away on a TV show or anything. So she's had
summer break.
They had summer break, even if they didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
So she got this long break. So she's been enjoying it. She just went back to work this week. But she's been enjoying like spending time with the kids and handling all that stuff. And it's been so weird because it's been a habit for me to break where I'm just like, oh, I gotta go to the, no, I'm taking them. Right. And it's like, that's been a weird adjustment for me.
For your Uber driver shifts to just end out of nowhere.
I almost don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, it's not like a pride thing. It's definitely not a pride thing. It's like it's my thing. This is the thing I was doing with them. Like I liked going to the doctor's office and being like,
yeah,
what's their head percentage this time? Whoa. Yeah. The special order of those heads.
With nothing in there.
Yeah. So she's been handling those appointments. So, my daughter, so she broke her arm on her birthday, which we talked about on a previous podcast. And similarly with the last time, she's only broken her arm twice.
Yeah.
Both times she broke her arm, we had the same issue. And the issue was insurance was a problem. I get my insurance through SAG-AFTRA as an actor when I don't do enough gigs. You don't go on insurance, and we will find insurance. We'll get another plan.
Yeah,
but SAG has very good insurance. It groups the whole family, and it's great. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last time we were like, oh, we're going to be in a kind of a gap area. We're not going to have insurance for like a year to 6 months or so. So we'll have to figure out something in the interim. Mm-hmm. We could risk it and just go on Cobra, which Cobra you have Cobra you have to back pay.
Sure.
This is all really interesting stuff people want to hear on the podcast.
You taking notes?
So last time she broke her arm like a month in. Oh, we have to go on Cobra.
Yeah.
Now we have to.
Yeah, you absolutely have to.
Because now she broke her arm. So she broke her arm. This time, we were still on insurance, but it was like June was the last month we have insurance. And I was like, well, she broke her arm. Well, her follow-up, we're going to be off insurance. And they scheduled this appointment, and they were like, it's going to be like July like 5th or something like that. And yeah. I was like, hey, can we do it like the last day of June?
Hey.
And they were like,
chestnut checkers, my friend.
They were like, we'd really like it to be like at exactly 3.5 weeks because it's a very small break that only, and their kids.
And you're like, so here's what I would like.
I just told them, I was like, listen, I'm not going to have insurance. And they're like, you're not going to be able to pay? Oh my God. Yeah, we'll do that. We want your money.
Yeah.
We want money. So they scheduled it. And at the same time, I also scheduled my doctor's appointment for the day before. So day before I go to the doctor's. My wife didn't take me. I got to do that one by myself.
Hey, all right, man. It's the little things.
I still get to do one of them.
Good for you. Did you get a sticker?
Yeah, I got a sticker. And then
she gives you stickers. Would you get home?
I wish. My daughter's been making stickers lately. So then, cut to the next day. It's the same thing. It was like, I gotta get going. And she's like, no, I'm taking them. And I was like, right. Okay, yes, you'll take her to her follow-up appointment.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she gets her cast off. You guys got to go soon. You got to go in the next... Oh, no, you guys got a little bit. You guys got to leave in like 10 minutes. So it's like 10:30 on the dot. And they're like, let's leave now. We'll get to the 11 o'clock appointment on time. And I'm like sitting down. She's taking both kids. House to myself. I open the laptop. And I just go, huh. I don't know why that feels weird. Let me open calendar. The appointment's right now. The appointment's at 10:30. And yeah. I ran out the door from this room into the back of the house.
Yeah.
Ran out the door before she was like left. And I was like, I just want to let you know you're late. I will make a phone call. And she was like, okay. And then I called and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, we're late. And then they did that thing where they make you feel really bad about it, which I get it.
Yeah.
It's just really funny the different kinds of hospitality. Like if you called a restaurant and you were like, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm late. If you can't hold my table, I completely understand. We'll try to make it work. That's okay. People are late, you know?
Yeah.
They don't give you attitude. They don't want a bad review. They go to a doctor's office where they're getting significantly more money out of you. Mm. They're just like, well, how late? And I was like, hold on, let me pull up maps. It's like 10 minutes away. And she was like, all right, well, she has a 10-minute window. And I was like, well, she's not going to make it then. I know. Getting kids out of a car?
Yeah. When would you consider the threshold to be crossed?
Yeah. So it was one of those things where it was just like, oh, man. We missed a boat on that. And it was like, we can't reschedule because it's the end of June. So we have to be fit in that day.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't miss this appointment. We have to do it.
Yeah.
And my wife went in and the thing that worked out of this dumb dad moment was that I told them on the phone, we're not going to have insurance next month. Like at all. We'll find something. But we're not going to have insurance. So I want to do this in June. And they were like, cool. Had I not told them that, maybe they would have pushed the appointment. And my wife maybe would have had to try to explain it to them. But like they went there and they're like, I mean, you might have to wait a while. But like, we'll try to get you. And I understand the insurance is an issue. Yeah, and my wife was like, yeah, I really appreciate it. And then they sat down and they were sitting like, let me pull out my phone. Okay, we're ready for you. Like, okay. Power move.
It's a power moves only, baby. That's how it works.
So, you know, I proudly say I'm in charge of, the doctor's appointments. Just better communicate, I guess, is what I could do. And I think the reason why I brought up my doctor's appointment the day before is because my doctor's appointment was at 11. And I just carried that over to the next day. Mm. No, that one was 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm a dummy.
You know.
But it worked out. My daughter, no cast anymore. 3.5 weeks. I'm like, I think I'm past the age of that happening.
That's not too bad. I remember when it happened, we were thinking like, man, I felt so bad for her. Really, you guys. Because it was like, man, that's the summer.
Yeah.
That's a huge bummer. But boy, that went by quickly. I don't know how it probably doesn't, it probably goes by quickly or more slowly if you're the one wearing the cast. But It felt like it went by quickly just because the summer has gone by quickly. But it's also like there's a lot of summer left.
There's a lot of summer left. And she's also a little too young to like let her mind wander about a cast. You know what I mean? Like to think about the things I can't do now.
Sure.
I was like, I would have loved to get a camping trip in. I would have loved to have gone to the beach. And we didn't do any of those things because it's like, no, I'm not going to the beach. And you just get sand in there. What? What a nightmare that would be.
You just said like, why would you go to the beach? It's like, what's going to happen to the beach? Oh yeah.
Sand goes in there.
Remember, sand goes in there.
They get itchy just from existing under those casts. Sand. It's going to be saw. She's going to be cutting that arm off. But yeah, she's got it. She's wearing a brace, but she can take it off at, you know, a certain time. So it's like, okay, it's not that bad. We went to the beach. It was the first thing we did. After that appointment, we all got in the car. We went to the beach. She wore the brace at the beach, but we have two of them. So it was just like, took that one off. When we got home, sprayed it down.
Switched
out the other one. It's like, all right.
Well, there you go. It's good that she wasn't, I mean, actually 3.5 weeks. I don't know. I've never broken a bone. Knock on wood. How long? Obviously, you're in a cast for a different amount of time, but like she didn't like it wasn't compound fracture or anything. That would have been a lot longer. But
it's called a buckle fracture. And just you landed on it wrong. And
you're familiar with that term now. It's a couple of buckles in her wrist there.
She'll have arthritis, but it'll be fine.
Well, all the screen technology and typing, Kevin. Well, you probably won't have to type anymore. What are they going to be typing?
I hope they have robots.
When they're our age, they're not typing anything. They're just saying it, anything to any device. Microwave, text Kevin. Tell him I'm going to be there.
Oh, man, the future still has microwaves? That's disappointing.
Wouldn't you be surprised if like that's how you cook all your food in the future? It's there. It's the smallest thing.
Microwave meets air fryer, and it's all in one thing. Yeah.
Like, hey, man. I wish I had my Weber, my grandfather.
Back before the Great Pellet War.
The Pellet War of the 2030s.
Well, if you guys have ever, chipped a tooth like a fool or just missed an appointment by almost a mile.
Am I that much closer to just like being approved? Like yogurt is okay for you.
You're getting close. You're getting close to only needing soft foods.
You can have toast as long as you dip it in water. Yeah. Oh, man.
When your wife starts reaching across the table to cut your food for you. Then you're in some real trouble. But if you got a story of your own where you're dumb, you guys can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram. We're at @thedumbdads. That's our handle across all platforms. So, you know, just check us out. And you guys can watch us on YouTube as well. We're the Dumb Dads on there. You can watch full episodes of this podcast and other great videos. So subscribe there. And thanks to Everdo on SoundCloud for the music for this podcast and my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast.
Just a reminder, come see us on tour.
You got a joke?
I got a joke for you. Ready?
Yep.
It's the opposite of a summer joke. What do you call a really old snowman?
A really old snowman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Water. Kind of a sad one.
Yeah.
Think about it. Anyway.
Swing and a mist.
Oh! Bye!
Bye! Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has low prices on select school supplies, like 25-cent crayons and 50-cent markers. Even a cute heart backpack for only $5.
Awesome. Thanks, Mom.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.